Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you've got any questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me, of course, at @DavidDundee on my social media channels, and of course, the podcast at fmr.co.za. I am a self-confessed bicyclist, and that means that when I go on the trails, I either need to take a little hand pump or those little CO2 cartridges that we call bombs in this country. Word to the wise, if you are traveling internationally, don't say you got bombs in your pack. It's not going to end well. I have a friend who tried that out once upon a time. But I don't really like using those CO2 bombs. They are single use only. And they're cheap enough, I guess. But I like to be a little bit more frugal. So I tend to travel with a bomb, which will seat a tire, and a pump, which will tire me out. And that's not always the nicest thing to do. So when Temu, which I've spoken about before, offered to send me a few things, a little TX11 air pump was on my shortlist. Now, what this is a little brick. I guess it's the size of about a little bit bigger than sort of two line matchboxes back to back. And that's kind of how it feels in your hand. Charges by USB-C, very nicely designed with a little LCD screen. And it's got the attachments for most things to connect to a Presto bicycle valve, which is what most people would want. That comes with a little sort of rubber hose. And it comes with the usual attachments for filling up soccer balls and the like. It can also do Schrader through a little adapter. So it sort of does everything. Now, the big deal for me is this is battery powered. It charges enough to power a few bike tires. I haven't run it out on the road, and certainly using it in my garage, it was absolutely fine. I'm a mountain biker, so I use a lot of air, and it is a whole lot easier than using a little pump. It seems robust enough. What I didn't know when I ordered it is it comes with a rubber casing, or sort of silicon casing, I guess, to keep it a little bit protected in the pack. I would still protect it a little bit better, and I have in a little bit of cloth, but the thing is robust, works. The big claim to fame is it pumps up to 150 PSI, which is way too hard for any cyclist to want or any hobbyist to want. And in fact, my problem with it, and the only problem I had with it, is the lowest setting I could set it to was 2 bar, and I pumped my bicycle tires to about 1.15 bar on my front tire, and it couldn't pump that low. But that is a little sacrifice that I can happily live with, because if I have a flat out on the trail, I'm only too happy to have it pumped up a little bit too high and have things sort itself out from there, especially these days where you run tubeless tires. What will the TX11 air pump cost you? 474 Rand. Well, that's today's price. The prices change all over. I've seen them going from the high 300s to the low 500s, but let's call it around 470 Rand. And that's it for this week. That was the TX11 air pump. And if you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just comment, david@fmr.co.za, or of course, @DavidDundee on those social media channels, and of course, the podcast, fmr.co.za.